Tefillah for Life, Shir 917, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Truma. We are discussing the Pasuk Hashem Matir Asurim. The Ribbono Shel Olam unties those that are bound, those that are locked up. And really, this is a perfect opportunity for someone to grow tremendously in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if we would have this attitude that the Ribbono Shel Olam's Matir Asurim, first of all, we would be happy. We would appreciate what we have because we would feel it. We would feel like we're free. We would appreciate it because we wouldn't take it for granted, and then we would feel a simcha. We would also greatly increase our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person that understands the truth, we're not trying to fool ourselves. We're just telling ourselves the truth. Unfortunately, many people don't realize it. But a person that understands the truth understands that nothing that you have comes on its own. It all comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And fortunate is an individual that feels it, because he's able to cultivate a perfect relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him, which generates feelings of emunah, feelings of bitachin, feelings of avas Hashem, all the feelings that a yid should feel. They're all built in. We just have to use the opportunity to feel it. Tefillah is full of this. This is just one example. But if we would focus just on these words, Hashem Matir Asurim, and we would train ourselves simply to appreciate the fact that we are free, we're able to walk around, we're not locked in bed, Rahman al-Islan, you know somebody that's in bed, locked in bed, Rahman al-Islan, he's simply in jail. And you're not. You know why not? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it for you. That's why not. Appreciate it. Feel simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, when you want to think, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu save me from this and this? Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu help me in this circumstance? It becomes much easier. We said many times, the Chavis HaVavis wrote his Shar HaBechina before Shar HaBetachin. The reason why people struggle with bitachin is because they never discovered Shar HaBechina. They never discovered appreciating what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. That's why people don't feel bitachin. Bitachin should come natural. Unfortunately, if a person doesn't have the natural understanding of the Chesed Hashem, then he's not going to have the natural feeling of bitachin. Tefillah is full of these opportunities. Tefillah presents to us a world of growth, a world of an individual cultivating and improving his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We just have to make sure we don't ignore it. The opportunities in front of us, it's up to us to utilize it.